Well, welcome to Coffee and Fat Lip. This one's special. This one's real special. Do you know why?
Why?
Do you know what last night was?
It was the fight we watched.
UFC 259, yes.
That
yes.
One.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do we start at the front or the back of the card? Is that...
Start at the front. The first one we watched with that deaf guy.
Damn, don't say it like that.
I don't know his name. I'm sorry.
Askar. Oh, my God. I can't remember his name right now either. Hold on. I'll pull it up right now. All right. Well, first of all, that was the second fight of the prelims. And that was Askar Askarov versus Joseph Benavidez, which was, just to be very clear, like, insane. That was a good fight. I like Askar Askarov for a lot of different reasons.
He was really good.
He's a mean motherfucker, too, for a deaf guy.
Those Dagestani guys don't play around.
They don't. And I think Khabib just, like, highlighted that to the world.
Eat, pray, fight.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there is an eating. Like, right. do you eat on Ramadan? I know it's, like, a fasting time.
I don't think you do.
Which is insane because Bilal Muhammad fights and trains through Ramadan.
Yeah, that's insane.
He's going to be fighting soon against Leon Edwards. I can't wait for that. But, all right, I don't even care about the prelims. The prelims were crazy, but if you didn't watch them, that's your fault because they're free.
Can we talk about, I think it was Dominic Cruz.
I was going to say the one fight we should talk about is Dominic Cruz versus Casey Kenney.
Dude, that guy's footwork. If I had to fight him, I'd be pissed off.
If I had to fight him, you want to know what I would do? I'd kick him in the legs more. I would definitely just keep kicking, chop. I wouldn't worry about anything else. I'd keep my hands up. I'd block everything coming above my legs. And I would just kick and kick and kick.
Well, you see, he was trying to check those kicks.
Yeah. Keep trying. Keep checking them. It hurts.
Dude, have you ever had one of your kicks checked?
No.
It's not a fun time.
No. But that's the thing. Neither is throwing the kick in general. Like, throwing the kick's not fun. Getting the kick isn't fun. But, like, eventually he's got to stop checking them, too. Like, I would just keep throwing kicks and throwing kicks and throwing kicks. It was interesting because Casey Kenney is kind of, like really good. Like, and, like, he is, you know, if you want to talk about who's going to be around in 10, 15 years, it's not, more than likely, you know, going to be Casey Kenney over Dominic Cruz.
It was meant to be one of those passing of the torch things.
And it just wasn't because Dominic Cruz hasn't been through that many wars. He spent more time off in the UFC than he spent on. I don't think that he's got title run potential. No. Like, I don't think he's got title, like, championship, like, real championship potential, but I don't think that he's down and out. I don't think he's done.
He's going to be a gatekeeper. They're just going to keep throwing him fresh talent. And
Anderson Silva.
Yeah, and then they're going to be like...
Okay.
So wait a second. Did you do any research on what he was talking about after the fight?
Yes, I did, and we want to get to that right now?
Yeah, let's do this.
I don't remember the guy's name. But that guy is somebody at Monster. I think he's like a big guy, a big important guy at Monster. That's what I got from what Dana White said last night. And pretty much, you know, guys have had problems with him. And Dominic Cruz is in the position to, you know, show his nutsack.
Yeah.
But Dana White did say a few things that were really interesting. And a lot of what Dana White said was like, listen, it's a privilege to have a sponsor. You got to be grateful that you have a sponsor.
So Monster pays each of their guys something each fight just for, you know, have Monster on their water bottles, a little tag on their shorts. They get some money for that.
They when Monster first came to the UFC, they dished out everybody like an extra $25,000. Like, Monster's always taking care of fighters, especially.
Oh, all right. It's not bad. Like, oh, so it was like a one-time lump sum of 25 grand. Just here you go. Thanks, buds. Keep drinking Monster.
I don't know. I don't know the details. I don't know the details. Dana White just told a story about it.
Fight milk.
Yeah, fight milk. Pretty much. But so like Dominic Cruz is like, I'll fight you. Pretty much. Like what did he say? Like, he wanted to grapple with him?
No, he just said, I want to fight him. We'll donate the proceeds to any charity he chooses. Okay.
And the guy's 100 pounds heavier than Dominic Cruz.
Yeah.
So I find...
Does he train?
I would imagine that he does if he's hanging out with fighters and sponsoring them. What would you do? Would you, if you were big CEO of a corporation and you were sponsoring guys, would you train with them? Because I would.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to, otherwise you're phony.
You're an idiot, yeah. Right? Kind of like,
it's like selling the show. Pianos and not knowing how to play the goddamn piano. You know.
So anyway, that was the main event pretty much of the prelims, which was fucking interesting. I think that was the best fight of the prelims. All the bonuses, like the best full fight of the prelims, because fucking what's his face knocked that dude out. Well, goddamn it.
Can we talk about that?
Kai Car France.
Can we talk about that knee?
Which knee?
The legal knee?
No, we're not there. Right now, we're going to talk about Santos versus your boy, Rocky. You were calling him Rocky last night because you're a fucking idiot.
I was all sorts of fucked up.
Yeah, you were gone last night. You were calling him Rocky. That was funny. I think that Santos is a little hesitant because of his knees, but Rakic was hitting a lot harder than him.
Yeah, like... But those little ones add up.
Yeah. I think that what's up next for Rakic is honestly he should fight oh my god, why can't I think of his name? Anthony Reyes. He should fight Anthony Reyes. And if he beats Anthony Reyes, he should fight Jan Błachowicz. There's not a lot going on in the heavyweight division.
Yeah.
John Jones has kind of like held it down for so long that they still don't really know what to do. Like, who's gonna face Jan? Because now Jan's the guy at 205. He just stopped it. He just stopped Israel fucking Adesanya.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you're 20-0. Now you're 20-1, buddy. Nice try.
Yeah. He did step up in weight class. And
well, he didn't. Right? He didn't even fully step up. He stepped up to 200.5 pounds. And I think.
How many pounds is that?
That's 4.5 pounds shy of the limit. Everybody else is. Jan came into that fight like 220.
Shit.
Is he comes in at 200, 20-pound difference. So he went back down. He's going back down. That's going to be fun. You're really hungry, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
You're a fucking bitch. That's what I think. You're not eating shit.
No, hey, you're on a diet. People food.
You're on a diet.
I was on.
You're getting salad. You got to cut weight. You got to make 265 for your fight.
I'm not fighting nobody. You crazy?
You're 280. What do you mean? It's 15
it's
pounds.
It's a fight putting my belt on, man. I ain't fighting nobody.
Con, I'll cut weight to 165. You cut weight to 265 and we fight each other.
No.
What do you mean? I'm 180 pounds. You're 280 pounds. You both got to lose 15 pounds.
No, I'm losing 15 pounds to fight.
Why not?
Pay me.
Okay.
Make a professional fight. Oh, you're gonna give me the money back in my wallet.
I'm gonna give you the whole wallet back.
Oh, the whole That's wallet the back.
I got everything right
There's
here.
There's nothing in there. There's a debit card. There's nothing in the account. An old wallet, an old ID.
You're an ID. Your ID. See? Okay, it's still valid. I can be Nicholas Crunchy.
I can be Nicholas Crunchy. You can be Nicholas Crunchy.
I can be you. I almost said your whole name. Should we tell people your whole name?
No, I don't want people to know my whole name.
You guys should know that he's a thousandaire, but not for much longer.
No, it's not looking too good for the paper stacks.
So, you went to sleep at the beginning of the Dober Makhachev fight, and you missed a scrap.
Yeah.
You missed a scrap, but Dober got tapped in the third round. And Khabib was in his corner for that one. And then after that, it was just title fights for the rest of the night. And it was fucking drama. Drama like it was a dragon.
Drama dragon.
Drama dragon, yeah. I threw that one in there.
Drama dragon.
Drama dragon. Just like... like, okay. So I'm gonna, before we go any further, I think that this card should have been Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson. That's what I think. I think that's the fight to sell this pay-per-view. Because Dana didn't tell us the numbers, so I don't think it was that great.
Okay. But it was a stacked card. Like, how do you not buy that?
Like, you're blind, deaf, dumb, and dead.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just think that Amanda Nunes deserved it more than Izzy. And, like, maybe not Jan. Jan's been around for a while. But so is Amanda.
he hits hard, man.
Yeah, but Izzy ate them. Like, it looked like Izzy sustained more damage against Calvin Gastelum than he did from Jan Łachowicz. Which is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's a shocker.
But I saw a picture of him getting punched in the face.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, no.
Oh, man, that was clean. It was, like, right here.
It took a while, though. The eyes. It took a while for him to get his flow and his rhythm. It was, but, like, it wasn't fight of the night. It wasn't performance of the night by any means.
Who was fight of the night?
I don't remember, but performance of the night went to Kai Car France for that knockout.
Who's that?
He is this Australian or New Zealand guy that trains with Izzy. Trains with Thonbender.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I said this when I found out that Kai Car France won. I think the last time that they were on the same card together, Kai Car France lost and Izzy won. So it'd be really interesting if Izzy lost. What happened? Round 5. Yeah. Decision. Izzy loses. And it was a split decision.
Shit.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird judging.
It could have went either way.
It could have, but it was definitely closer than the judges made it out to be. What's with that face, fatty?
Did you hear that?
No, I have headphones in.
It was like a...
Maybe there's somebody hiding in the couch.
Maybe. Might be. Oh, man. My house is almost done.
You excited?
Super excited.
Because I'm going to come over and I'm going to fucking trash it. Like, I'm going to let you get comfortable and it be clean, and I'm just going to make a huge mess.
That would be terrible.
I'm going to leave empty 2-liter bottles.
I'm going to get a morning star boxes. For protection.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's good for... No, no.
Because if you miss...
It would only work in the living room. It would only be able to get it at full speed in the living room.
Yeah, but the problem is if you miss.
Yeah, I know.
I'll stand in front of your TV.
You would do that too. And I would just be smashing all my crap and you'd be laughing at me. And I'd just be getting angry and smashing more of my own crap.
The whole time, everybody. I would be doing this the whole fucking time.
I would just lose my shit and then I'd rip up my whole freaking trailer.
And I'd go home to my house with my wife and my kids.
Yep, and I'd sit there and cry and drink and cry some more and call a curse hooker. Your name. No, no more of that.
I don't believe you.
It's truth.
Well, what I'm saying is the truth, I know.
Yeah, I know it's the truth. But anyway, where do we go
and
next?
And then after Makhachev and Dober, you have Jan and Sterling. Now, let me tell you this about this fight. You were awake for this fight, right? No, you weren't. You weren't. It was me and the wife watching it, and she was totally into it. It was awesome. So Jan and Sterling comes out like a bat out of fucking hell, man. The first round, he's just putting pressure on Jan and Jan backing up, and it looked good, but he can't keep it. He just couldn't keep it. He couldn't keep that pace going for 5 rounds against a guy like Piotr Jan. And, so the second round, Jan comes back and like Jan began to break Sterling. And then in the 4th round, Piotr Jan has Aljamain Sterling down. He's holding him by the back of the head. And Sterling props his head up. Hands are off the mat, but his knee is still on the mat. And Piotr Jan just fucking drills him with a knee to the head. And Aljamain Sterling is, down badly. And now, right before this happened, the referee told Piotr Jan that Aljamain Sterling was a downed fighter. You can't knee a downed fighter in the head.
Yeah, you can't. This ain't pride. Yo, you used to be able to kick people straight in the face when they were down in pride.
In the old UFC, you were able to punch people directly in the testicles.
Yeah, I saw those, and a lot of those older fights end it where punch right to the junk.
Dick, yeah.
It's like, who could ever punch you in the junk?
More times. Like, that used to be the joke. The joke used to be, who can punch each other in the nuts more?
You know what? Man, I think I just invented a new sport.
I'm not playing.
No, I don't think I want to play either.
I'm definitely not fucking playing. There's no way.
Never mind. It was a terrible idea.
So Aljamain Sterling is now down on the mat. And he's like, it sounds like he can't talk. And they get the medical guy to come in. And he doesn't want this fight to end. He's like, no, 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 I can fight. But he's laying on the ground as he fucking says it.
Yeah, like,
he goes to get up twice and falls back down.
Yeah.
It was bad. And then Piotr Jan is standing with his arm up. Like he should be winning. There's nobody in the crowd. There's like almost nobody in the crowd.
Like, was anyone booing him? Because I'd boo him.
They were all, everybody was shocked. Everybody was just, it was just like out of nowhere. So then Funkmaster fucking cries. Aljamain is the one that he's Funkmaster. He cries and all this fucking just shit. And then Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson.
Yeah, we all know that was good.
Yeah, which is why I don't get the champion with the most title defenses should have been the champion at the main event. That's what I mean by that. It just makes sense. Like, sorry. How long has Amanda been in the fucking UFC? How long has she had a belt? So, this fight starts out interesting because Megan has so much reach.
Yeah.
And, like, I really did think that it was something that could be used to her advantage until I saw them in the interview on Friday. She looks scared.
Yeah, I'd be scared too.
She looks scared.
How do you not be scared at that?
I have no idea.
There's no one who wouldn't be shitting their pants fighting Amanda Nunes.
Everybody should be shitting their pants fighting Amanda Nunes. So Amanda comes out, you know, wide stance like always. I think it was a double jab to a overhand, and she did it like three times. Legitimately did it like three times, and the third time connected. And that was it. She was on the ground. She literally just stepped over her like she owned her. Wrapped her legs around her neck and her arm, triangled up, grabbed the arm that she had, and yanked on it and started bending it. And Megan tapped.
Yeah, I would too. I saw that shit. I'm like, oh my God.
So then we go, and this is where it gets cool. This is my favorite part. Megan's in the ring before they say the official decision, and she's talking and holding Amanda Nunes' baby. So, like, everybody cool. And her and Nina Arsarov got married, so now it's Nina Nunes, not Nina Arsarov.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, good for them, I guess. If, you know, you're into that stuff.
Yeah. It is what it is.
She looks like Bruno Mars. Let's be fair. Amanda Nunes looks like Bruno Mars. Not there, but when she's dressed up like a normal person, she looks like Bruno Mars.
Okay.
She wears outfits like Bruno Mars. She doesn't look like him in the face. But she has, you know, short little Spanish man. So then after that, the main event, we have already talked about it every fucking second we can. That fight was crazy, though. They just went back and forth the entire time. And Jan took down Izzy, and Izzy doesn't know shit. What are you looking up? Food? Order a pizza.
I was thinking about it.
So order a pizza.
I was thinking about walking to the pizzeria.
Just order a pizza.
You don't want a whole pizza. I just want, like, a slice.
I want a slice.
I want a slice and an order of them garlic knots.
So order a pie and an order of them garlic knots.
No, it's like mad loot. It's mad loot.
What's wrong with you? Like, mad. How do you get away with living life and being so cheap?
I'm not cheap. I'm just fiscally
irresponsible. Thrifty. No, I would say irresponsible. I know what you spend your money on.
Yeah.
You're very irresponsible. Order a pizza. Why are you making that weird? You can hear that on the mic. You can hear your fat jiggling as you shake your head back and forth on the mic.
That's hilarious.
That's so disgusting, dude.
I'm going to do it again.
Do it.
No.
Why not?
Because it's do not a threat anymore. It's not a threat.
It wasn't a threat the first time, you fat fuck.
Yeah, what to do for today?
Huh?
So I think I'm going to start doing Bob Ross style paintings. I'm going to get the kit.
It's not that easy. Here, I'm gonna give you this, and then you order a pizza and some of those garlic knots.
I'm not ordering a whole pizza. How much is a whole pizza from that place?
I don't remember. You paid for it before. You remember? You can also look it up on your smart telephone. Really that you good. Keep showing me weird pictures on that look like ghosts are in.
Yeah, but I'm getting a new phone soon. Yeah. Gotta get an OtterBox for it. Yeah. My house is really nice. It's gonna be really nice. You're gonna be like, damn, Crunch. No, you're gonna be like, you missed a spot here. What's this, a run? What's wrong with you, you mook? What's wrong with
you? Yeah, I'm gonna be very crucial because I gave you all the steps and the outlines to what you needed to do, and you were still like, I'm gonna do what this random guy who's just fixing the place said.
Yeah. Oh man, I gotta go get some drink. Dead air. Just dead air.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to text the wife. But, you're talking about three title fights in one night. I don't know why they didn't separate this a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess it all came at the same time. And I think Izzy stepped up too soon. Should have beat up some more middleweights for a little bit and then gained weight the right way.
Each one of those I would have watched. Like, I would have paid money for separately, yeah.
Separately. He could have totally made easily $180 off everybody. Actually, more. $210.
What's the next one?
The next one is March 27th or something like that. Francis Ngannou versus Stipe Miocic 2, UFC 260.
What?
Yeah, the heavyweights. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. You gonna tell her, hi, Mom?
No,
I'm famous. I made it on a radio show.
No, I hung give her up the link. And she's concerned because I didn't pick up last night either. I'm a terrible son. You know, I pick up every night. Listen to the same crap. Yeah, I do a smile on my face. Enjoying my heart. I want to see
this smile. Oh, boy. You don't even have, like, the back teeth on the bottom. You just have the front.
Yep.
You are jacked up.
Yep.
You know, we could probably put you out on, like, the parking lot of Walmart and get you some money real quick.
Yeah, I could do that, but my pride would take, like,
you have
300 points of damage.
You have pride?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, now that I'm a homeowner and it looks nice.
You own a trailer.
Yeah, I own a trailer. I own a trailer.
And no property.
And no property, but I own the trailer. It's mine. I'm a winner. I'm winning.
Is that what you tell yourself as you wipe the tears from your eyes with the cum underwear that I imagine you have somewhere?
No.
You're looking at me so intently. I don't
do that.
You have a lazy eye.
I do.
Yeah. You haven't noticed that?
Just noticed that one of my eyes is lazy?
Yeah.
Is it like really bad or just like barely noticeable?
That one.
Yeah. It's a little lazy.
It's that one.
You're just noticing this. And we've known each other for like 10 years and you're just noticing.
It's like barely noticeable.
Yeah. It's a little off. It's a little off.
Did you get hit in the head?
Yeah. Quite a couple times.
But is that why it happens? Is that how it happens?
Probably. Yeah.
That's Biggie Smalls had a lazy eye.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think if I hit my head the other way, it will unlazy itself?
Well, what way did you get hit to make it that way?
I'm assuming it goes this way a little bit, right?
It pulls out on that side, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we just smash it in this way.
No. The eyeball isn't actually out of place. It's actually, when you look straight, it's not looking straight.
Where's it looking?
It's going, this eye is going past me, and this eye is looking at me.
Let me dial it in here. Hold on.
Yeah, and when you pull that one straight, this one's cocked out a little bit.
Is it any better?
You look. That's how you got to go to a job interview.
Any better?
That's how you got to go to a job interview.
Is any better? I'm an idiot. Oh man, maybe we should order that pizza. No, I was mad loot last time. It was like $50.
Because you ordered like two.
Yeah, I ordered him, and yeah, I'm not.
You order one, it's probably like 20.
No, but you know what's gonna happen.
What?
We're gonna order pizza, and Savannah's gonna be like, "God damn, I was gonna cook, and you guys only ordered one." She's not gonna cook. You only ordered.
The kids already ate.
You only. Oh. Oh, see that? I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing. Okay. She gonna eat the pizza too? Can she eat the pizza?
No, she can't eat the pizza. She's not going to eat
pizza. Jeez. What's she gonna do for dinner?
Whatever she wants.
Oh, man.
I'll
go halfsies with you.
Okay. There's my half.
Did I give you money for that?
Already? Nope.
Dead air, dead air, dead air. We have 5 minutes left unless you want to call it early. Order that pizza.
All right, I'm getting off ordering pizza. Go watch UFC 260. Good night, folks.
Pizza, pizza.